Scientists from around the world are meeting in Spain and worrying about extinction. This is the Environment Report. I'm Lester Graham. Well, scientists are in Barcelona this week. They're talking about just how fast so many plants and animals are disappearing from the planet. Rebecca Williams is here, and you got a hold of a scientist who you say is helping put together an index that will watch the ups and downs of these species.
Yeah, that's right. It's nicknamed the Dow Jones Index of Biodiversity. It's put together by the London Zoo and the International Union for Conservation of Nature. Jonathan Bailey is with the zoo.
If you thought of a group of species like a company, you can track what's happening to birds through time, what's happening to amphibians through time. Amphibians are crashing quite quickly. Birds are going down, but not as rapidly.
But you don't mean there's like a big board or a ticker? I mean, it's not like whooping crane study in the morning and a slight uptick in warblers in the afternoon.
Right. No, not quite. The species index gets updated every few years instead of every day. But you can bet it'll be watched just as closely.
Now if we can get a $700 billion bailout for endangered species. All right. Thanks, Reb.
Sure, Lester.
This is the Environment Report. I was reading about a company that many environmentalists love to hate, Walmart. But in recent years, Walmart's been encouraging its suppliers to find ways to reduce environmental impacts. Now, that's important because Walmart is huge. As its suppliers go green, it's having a ripple effect on the suppliers' suppliers and all their competitors. So here's what happens. Companies that come up with ways to reduce environmental impacts are rewarded. Walmart gives them more store shelf space and promotions. Rand Wadups is with Walmart. He says electronics company Hewlett-Packard took that challenge to a whole new level.
They came back with this idea to completely remove the packaging from the laptops that they're selling us and instead have a messenger bag that we give to customers to take home with them. In addition to that, it's Energy Star product. It's ROS compliant, which is reduction of hazardous substances. It just ended up being a really great laptop.
Now, it's not just Walmart and its suppliers that are trying to reduce packaging. Other manufacturers and shippers are finding ways to get rid of all the cardboard and styrofoam and plastic wrapping. The office furniture company Hayworth worked with the shipper Perkins Specialized Transportation. Instead of boxing up chairs and desks with cardboard and styrofoam, the companies decided to test other ways of shipping. Greg Myers is with the shipper Perkins.
About a third of their shipments we converted to a blanket wrapping or using pads to secure the product and decking inside the trailers, as opposed to the way they had been doing it with cardboard boxes.
So instead of stacking bulky boxes, they just put the furniture in, put in a wood deck, and put another layer on top of that, all cushioned with those pads. The test came up with three results. One, as you might expect, they didn't have to buy cardboard boxing. That made their retail customers happy because they didn't have to deal with throwing all that stuff away or trying to recycle it. Two, they could actually fit more office furniture on the truck, so they didn't need as many trucks on the road. Three, it does take some more labor to pack in the furniture and wrap it in blankets, stack the decks and so on, so that cost a little more. But remember, there were fewer trucks, and that savings more than offset that additional labor cost, so overall, shipping was cheaper. Greg Myers says corporate America is learning and changing.
Many, many industries are clearly getting the indication that there is an environmental impact that's going on. There's a change, and we have to address it, and many, many companies are doing it.
And a lot of those companies are finding it's also good for the bottom line. That's the Environment Report. I'm Lester Graham.
Support comes from the Park Foundation, the George Gund Foundation, and the Gaylord and Dorothy Donnelly Foundation. Help us spread the word. Tell your friends to check us out at environmentreport.org. The Environment Report comes from the University of Michigan.